In the U.S., a new poll out today from the Pew Center for the People and the Press finds that public support for the war remains steadfast. About 70% of Americans continue to back the decision to go to war. That is certainly the mood in Brandon, Florida, where NPR's David Molpes has been keeping tabs on war talk. Brandon is a suburb of Tampa, and it's home to thousands of Army and Air Force personnel who are attached to U.S. Central Command, the command that's running the war.
A recent headline in one of the newspapers in this part of Florida pretty much sums up the mood in places like Brandon. It read, "Faithful on the home front. Signs abound of support for the president and confidence in the military." Literally, like the sign at a car wash which said, "Saddam, can you hear us now?" Stories about U.S. supply lines being stretched thin, second-guessing on U.S. troop strength, terrorist-style assaults by Iraqi forces have not caused any wavering here. At a family-style restaurant called Catfish Country on the main highway through Brandon, there is very little criticism of U.S. war goals or military tactics.
I believe that it's going well. I think that it won't take as long as what everybody thinks it will.
That's Tiffany, a hostess at the restaurant, not long out of high school. She asked that we use only her first name. She says she would sign up for the military, except that she's trying to start a family. A customer, Charlie Summerall, is a powerline troubleshooter. He says the war is worthwhile.
I think it's going just the way it should. It's bad. War's bad, but I think Saddam Hussein's bad, too.
A waitress named Renee says watching war reports on TV has become an obsession.
I go to bed, I got it set. When I wake up, I turn it on. I'm watching it right now as I set my tables, so I watch a lot.
Renee's best friend and three cousins are in the Army and Marines. She's always hoping to catch some news about their units. She doesn't like to talk much about it, though.
I mean, I agree with the war, you know, but I don't know. I'm kind of in between, kind of torn, I guess, because it's family and loved ones.
Even in this largely military community, some residents, like semi-retired businessman Jack McNabb, are strong war critics. He calls the Bush administration a bunch of liars about the true purpose of the war.
I think we shouldn't be there in the first place. We're putting our young people in jeopardy for the sake of some people who want the oil. That's the whole nine yards right there.
Saddam is a bad guy, McNabb says, but he's been a bad guy for years, so why go after him now? The response most others here give is, we should have finished him off during the first Gulf War. Recent U.S. successes have produced some cheers in Brandon. The rescue of Private Jessica Lynch, the resumed American advance on Baghdad, the smashing of Iraqi divisions. But many here believe it's going too easy, that Iraq is planning some kind of sucker punch as U.S. forces draw closer to Baghdad. Charlie Summerall is worried about that, given Iraqi tactics so far.
I think it's terrible the way they use the hospitals, the civilian clothing, ambush taxi cabs, but that's where they do it. That's why we're being nice about it and they're being sneaky.
The people interviewed at Catfish Country have not changed their minds about the war since it started, nor do they seem likely to, even if it gets a lot bloodier. Like other U.S. military communities, they are dug in for the long haul. David Malpas, NPR News, Brandon, Florida.